What's good, everybody? Welcome to the Come Up Podcast. I'm your host, Jimmy Grimm. And on this episode, I'll be reviewing an interview from director Ryan Coogler about the original script for Black Panther 2 before the passing of the legendary actor Chadwick Boseman. Also, for those of you who have been wondering where this movie would take place within the MCU timeline, I've got that answer for you, too. All of that coming up after the intro. So the director for Wakanda Forever and the original Black Panther, Ryan Coogler, did an interview with a Hollywood Reporter. And I have a quote from the interview of him speaking about the original script for Black Panther 2 before the passing of Chadwick Boseman. The quote for that interview is, "The script we wrote before Chadwick passed was very much rooted in T'Challa's perspective. It was a massive movie, but also simultaneously a character study that delved deeply into his psyche and situation." So after reading that quote, I found it kind of interesting. It had been interesting to see what he actually had planned for the movie before the passing of Chadwick. Unfortunately, we'll probably never know. We also had producer Nate Moore from Wakanda Forever. Also had a quote from that interview. "The Black Panther has existed in Wakanda for centuries. So the notion of someone else picking up the mantle didn't seem inorganic. But once that had to become a reality, then it was, okay, what makes the most sense for this story? Who actually makes the most sense to take this thing on?" And this, from this quote, I can understand the not necessarily the frustration, but them trying to figure out who's going to take on the next mantle. And we're assuming that Shuri made the most sense if you're not going to recast the character. So that seemed from all the trailers and the previews and the teasers, they made it clear that Shuri will be taking on the mantle. At least one of the people taking on the mantle in the future. We don't know how many people are going to carry this mantle on, or if they're going to recast or reboot the character, bring the character in from the multiverse. We don't know. But I actually have later on in this episode, I'm going to read some comments from some of our subscribers that offer a lot of great theories and what they would do if they were in this situation. Let me know what you guys think of this in the comment section. Are you interested of the original script? And what would you have done? Would you have recasted the character? Would you have took your time to try to figure things out? Would you have made Shuri Black Panther? Let me know in the comment section what you guys would have done with the character. So I've noticed, reading through some of the comments, that some people were saying that they believed that Wakanda Forever was going to take place during the blimp, and that explains why T'Challa was missing or gone from the movie. And I always thought that was weird. That would be a weird place to put the movie for how big it's going to be. I always thought it was going to take place way after Endgame. Way after Endgame, way after the blimp. I always thought this movie was going to take place in the near future, but in the future. For me, it just didn't make sense to take place during the blimp. Why have this big of a movie take place where 50% of all living beings in the universe are gone? To me, that just didn't make sense. But some of you in the comment sections believe that that made sense. Now, knock you, just personally, I didn't think that made sense. So the time jump. Wakanda Forever will deal with the fallout of T'Challa's death. So this is proof that if it wasn't clear in the trailers that T'Challa is gone, he's dead in MCU. In our version of the MCU universe, I think was 616, he's dead. They're making that clear and apparent in every trailer, in every interview, he's gone. Unfortunately, it sucks for the fans of T'Challa. As you guys know, I'm a huge fan of T'Challa, my favorite comic book character of all time. So for me, I'm not going to say it's disappointing because I understand, but it is a little disappointing because he has a lot more story to tell. But I've had plenty of videos talking about this. We've gone back and forth in the comment section, so you guys already know where I feel about that. The MCU has now confirmed that there is a significant time jump to kick off Black Panther with Wakanda's Forever story. director Ryan Coogler has confirmed it's been a year since T'Challa's passing. So I'm assuming in the beginning of the movie, they're going to touch on T'Challa's death. I'm assuming he's going to die of natural causes or some kind of disease, something like that. To not only honor Chadwick Boseman's portrayal of the character, but to also give the character T'Challa a passing in the film. Rather we agree with it, it is what it is. There's nothing we can do about it at this point. I don't want you guys to come off. I mean, I don't want to come off like I'm disregarding the importance of T'Challa. I'm not doing that. I'm just being realistic about the situation. So as I said earlier, some of you believe that this movie was taking place during the blimp. That's clearly not happening. But with this information, let's just change your mind, your mindset on recasting T'Challa. And what I mean is, do you believe T'Challa can still be recasted? Is that still a realistic thing? Personally, I don't know how they're going to do it. If they're going to kill the character off and recast him, I don't think that's a thing. I don't think it's possible. It's unfortunate, but I don't think it's going to happen at this point. I think they will. I believe they will figure out a way to bring T'Challa back into the MCU. But recasting, I'm not sure how they're going to make that work if the character's dead. It's unfortunate, but it is what it is. We can't do anything about it at this point. I believe the recast T'Challa movement will continue to grow, but it's going to be tricky to bring a character back from the dead. So next, we're going to move on to some of the comments that we had from a couple of our listeners and subscribers to see what they had to say. They had some great theories. I'm going to read over a few of them, and I want you guys, I'm going to offer my thoughts and opinions on them. And I also want you guys to leave your thoughts and opinions in the comment section. I want to put the spotlight on you guys, on the listeners. I want to voice your opinions. I do this every time I do any type of MCU, Black Panther, any type of that content. We really listen to what you guys say, and we want everyone's voice to get heard. So I do read the comments, and I do talk about the comments in future episodes. So if you want your comments to be heard, leave a comment on this video, and I promise you, there's a chance you'll be on the next video voicing your opinion. So for everyone still here. So the first comment is from one of our listeners who he continuously leaves comments and posts on the channel. So I want to give him a shout out and give him a voice. His name is Brian Gosling. And they said, either way, and this is under a video that I posted about recasting T'Challa. Either way, all we ask is just continue the legacy of T'Challa. Pro recast. Brian, as I told you in the comment section, we absolutely agree. But with the knowledge with the information we just had or just learned about, do you believe that recasting is still realistic since we know that the character T'Challa is being killed off in the MCU, in our universe? I'm assuming it's a 616. It's tough. I believe it's going to be very hard to recast a character that is killed off. I'm not saying I don't want it to happen. I'm just saying it wouldn't be, if they just bring the character back, I feel like, if to me personally, it would just be weird. That's just me. But let me know what you guys think in the comment section. Brian, please feel free. You're always welcome to leave comments on our channel, man. We have great conversations. Jason Simpson. The character should have never been killed off in the first place. Yeah, it's tough. Although I do agree, we weren't in a situation. As I said in previous videos, we never knew Chadwick personally. We don't know how his castmates felt about it. We don't know how the director, the writers, everyone on that team and the staff felt about it. They knew him personally. He impacted their lives personally. So it's tough, right? It's easy to say something when you're not personally affected by it. So if you lose a loved one, right, it's going to be hard. It's, for someone to tell you, yeah, you got to move on, it would be a little difficult, right? That's how I try to look at it. I try to show some empathy, try to put myself in their shoes, although I do understand what you're saying, and I do agree. I believe they probably should have recasted the character eventually, probably not right away. They should have gave it 5-6 months, let people grieve, get it figured out, and okay, let's bring another T'Challa in. It's unfortunate that Chadwick passed, but we got to continue to have this character in the MCU because it's important to have young black boys, black men, a character to look up to on the big screen. That's just my personal opinion, but I also understand why he wasn't recasted. As I said earlier, we never knew the man personally. He never impacted our lives personally. He was an entertainer to us. He impacted these people's lives personally. They knew him personally. He's a brother to these people. So that's tough. That's a tough situation, man. But I do understand where you're coming from. And then we have a commenter, JMS. He left a few comments. He left a few good ones, too. And also Jason Simpson left a few good ones, too. But to keep this video in a realistic time, I'm going to just read one of their comments. So JMS is responding to me saying that maybe a variant version of the T'Challa will come back into the MCU. And this is what he had to say about it. Honestly, the multiverse idea and the variant ideas are two of the ideas I found the worst when it comes to T'Challa. The T'Challa Jr. option is even worse. And after speaking with him in the comment section, I get what he's saying. And actually, I agree. Taking another T'Challa out of a random universe and just bringing him to ours does sound crazy. My thought process was, we're in the multiverse saga. Anything is possible. Anything can happen. Universes can collide. At times, I do have issues articulating myself to make sense of what is in my mind, right? And I think JMS, in the comment section, he actually did that for me. It's pretty long, so I'm not going to read it all. Basically, what he was saying, basically what him as well as Jason was saying, I read Jason's comments previously. The MCU basically will be rebooted after Secret Wars. Secret Wars is going to be universes colliding. And then at that point, after Secret Wars, we can reboot almost anything and bring any character back. Well, not we, but the MCU could bring any character back that they want. Because that we're now going to have the mutants, Fantastic Four. It's going to be so many things that take place. Ooh, that would have been bad. It's going to be so many things that take place in the MCU during and after Secret Wars. So that is a very strong possibility. And I want to thank you guys for leaving the comments you did, as well as informing me and having good conversations in the comment section. This is what we want. We want interactions with everyone. We appreciate everyone's feedbacks. Look, man, this channel is a community. Whether we agree or disagree, I will always voice you guys' opinion to the world, because some people just can't create content. Some people can't afford the equipment, all that good stuff. But since I'm fortunate enough to be able to create content, I will voice everyone's opinions for them and put it out there in the world. And I want to thank JMS and Jason for offering such great opinions and making sense of what I've been trying to say. So that's the end of this video. Please let me know what you think in the comment section. Please don't forget to like, comment, and subscribe. You can share if you want. I'm your host, Jimmy Grimm, and I'm checking out. Peace.